is the question of whether this is a siag deoraisa. Clearly, if you see the source like the Sefer HaChinuch, then it is a siag deoraisa. That's precisely what the Makor is. But what about the other Makoros? And for that matter, we have to wonder about this general category. As I mentioned, Rav Yosef Engel in Lekach Tov, Klal Ches, writes that there are 17 cases where the Torah made a gzeir itself, what he calls the siag deoraisa. One example he has is Tosefa Shabbos, or Bal Yerov, Bal Yimatzeh, according to the Ran, and the like. Now, for the Rambam, we do find an example of siag deoraisa in the realm of Arayos. The Rambam in Isurei Bia, just one parak earlier, writes, Kol haba, parak chaf aleph halach aleph, kol habal erva min harayos derech evarim, o shechibek v'nishek derech taiva, v'nana bekirov basar, hareze loka min haTorah. In other words, this is a full-fledged lav, when, even though you didn't have Bia, because you were mechabek or menashek derech taiva, you were nana mekirov basar. How do we know this is a lav? Shenamar levilti asos mechukos hatoivos v'gomer v'nemar lo sikrivu legalos erva. Kolomar lo sikrivu ledvarim hamivian lidei gilui erva. In other words, the Torah doesn't simply say lo segalu erva. It says lo sikrivu legalos erva. It says this in the context of regular arayos. It also says this in the parsha of Nida. And therefore, what the Torah is telling us is not just that Gilui Arayos, meaning actual Bia with the Arayos, is Aser, but even Kirva L'Arayos, the Rambam treats this as a regular Lav. The source in Chazal for this, among others things, is in Avos Rabbi Nassan, where it calls it a Siag. Ezu Siag, this is Avos Rabbi Nassan Perk Beis, Ezu Siag She'asas HaTorah L'Dvarecha, Harehu Omer, Velisha benidas tumasa lo sikrav, yachol yechab kena visha kena, vinash kena, vidaber ima dvarim betelim, talmud lomar lo sikrav. So here we have the Avos Rabbi Nassan making the very same drasha, lo sikrav, teaches me that not only can't you have bia, but any type of kirba, including chibuk v'nishuk, including dibor bedvarim betelim. This raises a very interesting question, how far the siag d'oraisa goes. There's a famous tshuva of Rav Moshe Feinstein about girlfriends. And he tries to argue, based off of this source, that even having girlfriends, not when you're looking to get married, is an iser of lo sikrivu, because as after all, it says idaber imam. You could have to ask, of course, then, even if you are looking to get married, it should be the same thing, right? After all, we wouldn't say, there's a heter of chibuk v'nishuk in order to get married. So there shouldn't be a heter of yidaber ima dvarim betelim, whatever exactly that means. So, not our topic, but an interesting thing to think about. Again, maybe after we're finished yichud, we could talk about that. Talmud Lomar, Lo Sikrav, Yachol, Yishani Mavit Vagadah, etc., etc. Right, it concludes, Lo Sikrav, Ledavar Hamevi Lidei Aveira, Lo Sikrav, Harchek Menakir, Menadome Lakir, Amu Chachamim, Harchek Mechei Takal, Shelo Yaviacha, Lechei Chamor. The Ramban disagrees with this particular psak of the Rambam. This is in Sefer Mitzvos, on Lav Shin Nun Gimel. And he basically says that these are Aser Medurabanan, and the Drashos are an Asmachta Be'alma. And later he says, V'shema Ritzonim Lomar B'siyag She'asas HaTorah L'dvareha She'tafsa Torah Lashon Kreva Be'arayos Kedei She'yiyu HaChachamim Yecholim Laso Siyag B'lashona V'yishmu Mimenu HaTzadikim HaNosim Panim LaTorah Kol Kreva She'ba'olam. Meaning to say, the drasha, which is from the word lo sikrivu, is an asmachta. Chazal saw in the Torah's using of the word lo sikrevu, that the Torah is very concerned about this, and Chazal were medayit from the pasuk that this is something one must do. One must stay very far away from Giloy Arayos. But that's not the Iker Lav. And the drash in the Gemara is an asmachta. Now, I'd like to just make a ha'ara about the sugya of Siyagim de Oraisa. Sometimes you'll see, again, Achronim, or you'll hear Shiurim, or the like, where people go ahead, and as I said, they make like dozens and dozens of Siyagim de Oraisa. And I think usually those are not what we would call Siyag de Oraisa. What they are, and again, there might not be any Siyagim de Oraisa, if you follow the Ramban. What they are Tamei HaMitzvos. A Tam HaMitzvah is not a Lamashal. The Rambam thinks like half the Torah is Gzeira Atu Avodazara in Mor Nevuchim, right? Even Basar B'Chalav might be Gzeira Atu Avodazara. He even has a Dirk from that in a Pasuk that it always talks about Lo Sevashal Gdi B'Chalei V'Imau in the context of Aliyah L'Regel, and that's because the idolaters used to go ahead and have some type of ceremony involving Basar B'Chalav, and therefore the Torah asered Basar B'Chalav. So, the Rambam doesn't mean that Basar B'Chalav is a Gzeira Atu Avodah Zarah, it's a Siyag D'Oraisa. There might be Siyag D'Oraisa in Basar B'Chalav, according to the Rambam. It could be that Bishul and Hana are Gzeira Atu Basar B'Chalav. That might be an example of Siyag D'Oraisa. But we would never say that Basar B'Chalav is a Siyag D'Oraisa Atu Avodah Zarah. What the Rambam is saying is that we should look for Tamei HaMitzvos, and this is obviously a controversial point. Many people disagreed with the Rambam's approach to Tamei HaMitzvos. The Rambam, though, looked to try to understand all mitzvos, and he considered historical and sociological and biological reasons, and that's what he did. But it's entirely in the realm of Tamei HaMitzvos, which means to say that it has no impact on halacha lemaisa whatsoever. And that's true whether you're darshinan tamei dekra or lo darshinan tamei dekra. Those types of tamei hamitzvos are certainly not going to impact the halacha whatsoever. And that's not what we're calling a siyag d'oraisa. That's begeder tamei hamitzvos. So, I saw, for example, somebody claimed that Kisui Hadam is a Siyag de Oraisa based off of a Kliyakar who says that Kisui Hadam is Aser lest you come to eat the blood. And that's why he says there's no need for Mitzvah of Kisui Hadam for Behema, and there is a need for Chaya and Oaf because Behema, you already know how Chamor it is because the Dam is on the Mizbeach. And it's a beautiful pshat. But again, I at least there's no chalos to the term siyag d'oraisa, but at least when I think of the term, that's not what I'm thinking about. I don't think he's giving a nice, beautiful explanation for the mitzvah and a very nice explanation for the discrepancy in the Torah between behemos and chayos with respect to the mitzvah of kisui adam. But that's not what we're talking about, and that's why I think that the reality is that if they exist, they're going to be much rarer than perhaps you might imagine. Anyhow, but again, if they exist, one place where they would exist is definitely in the realm of Arayos. And the Tur, for example, in the beginning of Simen Chafei, points out that the reason why we find that in the Torah there are siyagim d'oraisa with respect to the realm of Arayos is for the reason that we all know that they're kashal rov ne adam lifrosh mimenu, and they're exceedingly difficult, and people very easily can get carried away, and they could end up doing things that they very much regret. One thing leads to another, etc., etc. And take a look over there at the Torah and the Prish, and they all make this point that, if there is going to be a place where you have this concept of Siyag D'Oraisa, so A, it makes sense it would be in the realm of Arayos, and B, again, there's very strong evidence for that in the Psukim. And that's where it might be. So now let's turn for a moment to Yichud. Yeah.
The implication, I think, of the distinction you've been describing is that a siyag d'oraita will have a
so correct. There might be cases. It doesn't necessarily have to be the case, but yes, there might be cases where, if you classify something as a siyag d'oraita, then it would be mutter. Just to take an example, yesterday we mentioned the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Tosos Harash and the like, who make the point that if there is no practical concern, that Yichud will come to an Avera, so then there is no Isser Yichud. So, for example, that's the way the Tosos Harash explains why there's an Heter Yichud with Achoso, even though it really should be Aser, and perhaps it was once Aser in the before the Anshei Knesset HaGadola removed the Yetzer Hara for Arayos that are close relatives, but it's no longer Aser. And again, that's what Rabbeinu Yonah explains why we can use this pasuk from Divrei Kabbalah, the pasuk from Shir HaShirim, to Matir Yichud with Anida. Even though, again, it really should be Bechlal the Isser, because it's an Erva, or at least it's Bechlal the Drasha that is the basis for the prohibition, but we're going to be Mako. An interesting, perhaps more modern application or discussion of this question, and in its extreme, is a discussion we'll have perhaps towards the end of the Limud, but is adoption. That's one of the most challenging shailas of Yichud. Somebody adopts a child. So are they allowed to have Yichud? So there are poskim that say that since, at least when we're dealing with adoption from infancy, so where you literally raise the child, so just like there naturally is no Yetzer Hara for children, because you raise them from infancy, and therefore, again, with normal, healthy people, there's no taiva whatsoever for their own children, or children for their parents. So too, with respect to adopted children. And that would be following this line of thinking. And again, as we go through Hilchos Yichud, we'll see other examples where the poskim make this type of argument. Now, that could be because we treat it, even though we have a drasha, but we see this as a siyag d'oraisa, and memela, if the tam doesn't apply, it doesn't apply. You don't have to phrase that as a siyag d'oraisa. You could also, you know, you could say that it's a regular mitzvah, but it falls. You know, even though we generally say lo darshin an taima dekra, and this is a broader topic, definitely not for today, but you'll find many places where, despite the fact that we say lo darshin an taima dekra, we do seem to take into account taima dekra in terms of determining the parameter of the mitzvos. And one way to understand this is that it's not taima dekra. This is the way I think the Rav put it, and Rav Lichtenstein, and Rabbi Rosenzweig, that Taima Dekra is coming from an outsider's perspective and trying to analyze the mitzvah from outside. And that's never going to, at least the way we paskin, determine the parameters of the mitzvah. Whereas what we do is figure out the geder. There's a big difference between a good lamdas and Taima Dekra, though sometimes it's subtle. And if the geder of the Isser Yichud is that we is to be in a situation where there's a concern that it's going to come to Gilui Arayos, so then memela, if that concern doesn't exist, it will be mutter. Now, is that really different than saying it's a siyag d'oraisa? I don't think so. It's effectively the same thing, which is that the parameter of the mitzvah is, to say that the parameter of the mitzvah is to be alone with a woman where there's a concern that it might lead to Gilui Arayos. So you could say, oh, this is a Siag D'Oraisa. Or you could say, no, there's no such thing as Siagim D'Oraisa. But that's the gader of the mitzvah. The mitzvah isn't to be alone in a room with a woman who's an erva. The gather of the mitzvah is to be alone in a room with a woman who's an erva, where there's a concern it will be, it might come to Gilui Arayos. Effectively, it's the same thing. So yes, that's exactly what I'm getting at. Now, and if you denied this, so you would say, no, Yichud is an Isser. That is an independent Isser, the Torah said. And then you have to figure out, is this D'Oraisa? Maybe even if that's not mid-D'Oraisa, it is mid-D'Rabbanan. But the Isser of Yichud is a independent and freestanding Isser. You may not be alone with a woman or with women in a room. And even if there's no practical concern that it will be bali digili arayos, if the criteria of yichud are met, then it's going to be aser. And if we go back to, for example, that Tosfos in Sanhedrin, the Pshat and Tosis in Sanhedrin is not like Rabbeinu Yonah says, well, since there's no concern it's going to be bali digili arayos because nida sofo li taher, and therefore it's not b'chal d'Isser. No, it's a technical reading of Tosfos, which is the Torah only asered arayos, and therefore only things that are dome to imo are aser, and therefore things that are sofo li taher are not b'chal d'Isser. But fundamentally, the Isser is a independent Isser, which will apply regardless of whether there's any concern that it'll bubbly de gilira. So those are sort of the two options we're presenting thus far. Is it a siag de oraisa, or again, I think the same thing but put differently, is the gader of the Isser to be in a matziv where there's a chash that gilui arayos could take place, or no, it's a Isser to be in a matziv of yichud with an erva. That's the Isser de oraisa. Again, it's possible, by the way, that mid-D'Oraisa you'll accept the first option, but you'll say, but mid-Rabbanan, they went ahead and they made a low plug, and they asserted all forms of yichud, even if there is no such concern. We'll see some evidence for that in some Rishonim. There's just one other, I guess, important point here, which is that even if you take the first option, it might not be the pshat that the geder of the Isser is, may not be in a situation where you will or you might come now to Gilui Arayos, but rather the geder, or if you wish the siag, is a little bit different. The pshat is that this is a siag de oraisa that yichud can lead to Gilui Arayos. Not necessarily this time. It might very well be that in this particular 10-minute encounter with this particular woman, there's no concern whatsoever that that the person will have bia. However, it can eventually lead to Gilui Arayos. It's not this time, but in general. The lashon of the smag in Lav and Kuf Chavav is aser lesiachedim erva. I'm skipping a little bit. Mipnei shehi kreva hamevir lidei gilui erva. So I saw that the divrei sofrim, this is in Chelek Beis Siman Aleph, is medayik that he doesn't mean. Doesn't sound like he's saying that this time there'll be Gilui Arayos, but it's kreva, it's kirva, it's kreva that can eventually lead to Gilui Arayos. It's not 100% clear that's what he means. Somebody told me that Rabbi Tursky When we started this, I didn't know we're both giving shir in Hilchos Yichud, so I feel like I don't know why anybody's here. But anyway, somebody told me that Rabbi Tursky made the same diuk. He read the Rambam that way also. When the Rambam says davar zeh goreim legalos erva, it doesn't mean that this time they're going to necessarily have gilui arayos. It could be yichud. You know, the idea is that if a person has the Torah assert all examples of yichud, because yichud in general, or romantic encounters, or things like that, are maybe lidei gilui arayos, even though this particular case, that concern doesn't exist. Yeah, Rabbi, you had your hand up before.
The same approach, how do you explain any of the exceptions of Behema, Shlisharim,
Achosa? So what you have to say for that is that the Torah only assered certain forms of yichud, and those fit in with, you know, again, sort of like what Tosis does about the Pasuk. Now, what you're saying is, one second, the Gemara says, Lo nechshedu Yisrael al hazachar, and that's why it's mutter. But if you saw it, so you could argue that that's the basis of that case, or no, you could say, therefore, it's not doma to imo, or something like that. But I do agree with you that the, you know, I think the simpler reading of a number of sources does support that. And we'll return to that question. Yeah.
I'm going to Rav Tursky here also. Oh. So you made the duke from Halakha Yod of the Rambam, where the Rambam is slightly Marif in his Lashon and says, by the Tinok, the Isser Yichud, I mean the Heter Yichud of the Tinok is less than 3 years old, because Shalo Gazru, Ella Al Yichud, Yisharu Yilbiya, Yisharu Yilbiya. Like, I mean, it sounds like the Rambam is being Shalom Gazri sounds like there's a Havamina Yichud should be Aser with a woman who's less than 3 years old, and that Havamina could only possibly be because that's like.
That's a great diuk. Okay. Thank you. Yes?
Can you repeat the sheet of the Smag again?
The Smag is simply that there's the Lashon or the idea?
The idea.
The idea is that it's not the concern, it's not just a concern that this time they'll have Bia. But that this encounter will lead to a degree of closeness that might later on be Bali Dei Bia. Yeah.
And just in terms of the second approach, what does that do to the sheer smog? Because it's not, because we said before that it's about seduction. It made it seem like it's a very isolated incident that we're talking about now, that this can lead.
Yes. So that's an excellent point. When we talk about the sheer, we will return to that question. Which is that depending on which approach you take, that will possibly have an effect on what you see as the Zman. The more you're focused on Gilui Arayos with this particular encounter, so then the more likely you are to say, well, there should be a Shir, and if that Shir isn't met, then the Isser isn't violated. Excellent point. And Bezus and I will return to that question as well. Okay. So, one other interesting discussion. I suppose we're still in our Hakdama about what the Geder of the Isser is. It relates to the question of whether Yichud is Yeharig Val Yavor. So, I'll just tell you a fascinating story before we get to the poskim. There was a lawsuit in August 18th, 1967. We're almost at the 50-year anniversary. In which there were there was a young man and a young woman who were on the ski lift, on a ski lift together. And I'll read to you from a little bit from the court documents. A few minutes after they started down on the chairlift at about towers 15 and 16, the chairlift ceased operation and these two young people were stranded, suspended 20 to 25 feet in the air. Apparently, they hadn't realized anybody was still on the chairlift. They closed it down. They went home for the evening and left these two people stranded. They screamed and yelled for help for over 15 minutes, but to no avail. Now, Miss Friedman, who was on this chairlift, at least somewhat knew Hilchos Yichud, and we'll see how well she knew Hilchos Yichud in a moment. And so she panicked because of the Hilchos Yichud. She assumed that Yichud is Yehari Vel Yavor, and therefore she jumped. I think it would have been the young man, maybe he should have offered, but I guess he wasn't so gallant, or he paskined like the other opinions. Anyway, so then she was injured, Baruch Hashem, she didn't die, and she sued the ski lift company, basically for all of her, you know, nowadays you would sue for trauma, but I guess, you know, in the 60s they didn't know of such things, but at least for the medical expenses. And the court and the ski lift said, what are you, crazy? You're an idiot. And we're not chayev. I mean, you know, we're very sorry we left you stranded, but we can't be responsible for reckless behavior. So then the question was this reckless? So they called to the stand Rabbi Herschelstall to testify as an expert witness on the Hebrew law and the Orthodox interpretation. Basically, what was she doing was crazy. Now, this is an interesting question in terms of American law, whether this is the right way to solve this problem. But anyway, Rabbi Stahl advised the court that under Hebrew law, the Shulchan Aruch, there's a specific law, the Jichud, which absolutely forbids a woman to stay with a man in a place which is not available to a third person. It is an overwhelming moral sin, etc., etc., and therefore, they said that he was cross-examined by, I guess, other people who claimed to know law, but they accepted Rabbi Stahl's statement, and in our opinion, they're responsible. The infant claimant is awarded a sum of $35,000 what she did was reasonable. Now, the court didn't say she's chayef, really, so we don't have to solve the problem. But the court at least said she's acting reasonably. So we should think about was what she did right or wrong? Yeah.
Anyway, can't you volunteer to be a Hari Gal Yavor?
There is another question. Should you volunteer to be a Hari Gal Yavor? This is, of course, a Machlokas Rishonim. Rambam says no, at least generally not. Tosa says yes, but most poskim assume, most Rishonim, a lot of diukim, and this is in the Ramah, that voluntary martyrdom is only when they're mechavim lavir al adas. So if they're mechavim lavir al adas, but it's not shas hashmat, it's not bifnei asar b'Yisrael, and a person wishes to voluntarily offer their life, so then that exists. But over here, let's assume that factor isn't relevant, and assuming that. You know, it would also be a different shaila if he was trying to have Tashmish Amita. Now, you could also argue that if you can't have Tashmish Amita on this chairlift, then it shouldn't be Asar either, right? Based off of what we've been seeing until now. That goes back to our first question. Even if it is Yichud, but if it's not, if you couldn't, it's not Shayach, so could be that it wasn't Yarag Vel Yavo for a different reason, but let's assume it was Yichud. It was a large, comfortable chairlift with a bed in it. So what would the halacha be? So the Shem Aryeh in a tshuva was asked a different question, but very similar. Oh, we'll see how similar. The shaila was like this. There was a woman who went into labor on Shabbos, niskasha b'leidasa, so they needed to call a midwife to help her. There was no midwife locally. So they went and sent for a doctor in the next town over. So she, the midwife, had to hire a driver who was a non-Jew to bring her to the town where the woman in labor was. So the question was as follows. Assuming that there's Yichud in this case, it's also interesting to note that assuming that the non-Jewish driver was non-Jewish, then it wouldn't be Yichud Deraisa. So let's even say it was a Jewish driver. A Balagala was going to take her. to the next town over. But the problem is there would be yichud along the way. So the question that the Shem Aryeh was asked was whether they should bring another Jew in this wagon, so therefore it would be two men and one woman, therefore avoid yichud, or do we say no, because why should we have additional chilul Shabbos? The second Jew, the shomer, isn't necessary in terms of pikuach nefesh. Pikuach nefesh is matir the woman to violate Shabbos to go to the next town. It would allow the driver to violate Shabbos to drive her to save, whoops, to save the life of the baby. But it shouldn't matir an additional person. But the Shem Aryeh said no, that you should bring the shomer along. Why? Because Isser Shabbos is nitan lidachos mipnei pikuach nefesh, whereas Isser Yichud is not nitan lidachos mipnei pikuach nefesh. Why? Because it's bechlal of Izrayu de'arayos. Meaning to say, this is also a discussion and a debate in the Rishonim, but lahalacha, we paskin that one is, that it's not just Gilui Arayos for which one is going to be Moser Nefesh, or has to be willing to be Moser Nafsho, but even Aviz Raihu de Gilui Arayos, and that's one way to explain that Gemara in Me'achorei HaGeder, and the like. So, taking for granted that even Aviz Raihu de Arayos is Yeharig Vel Yavor, so then he argues that since Yichud is not Nitan Lidachos Mevnei Pikuach Nefesh, because it's Begeder Vizra Darayos, and Shabbos is, so Mimela, you should bring along the second person. And that's the way he paskined. Now, it would seem from his analysis that during the week, if, let's say, there was no person to come along in the wagon with her, nobody to come along in the hospital with her, in the ambulance with her, so the doctor wouldn't be able to go to the patient, even if it means the patient dying, because it's Yeharig Vel Yavor. That seems to be taken for granted in his analysis. Now, after he issued this ruling, he asked Shlomo Kluger what he thought about this Shaila, and this is... he wrote a tshuva as well, which is printed in the Tuv Tam Vadas, Madurat Kama, Simen Kuf Tzadi Beis. And he said, you're right that to send along the shomer, even on Shabbos, but I think for a different reason. Why? Because there's not really pikuach nefesh, there's not really chol Shabbos going on here. After all, riding in a carriage, there's no malacha being done, and even tchumim there isn't, because we paskin ein tchumin l'mala me'asara, so assuming that this was a high carriage where the platform of the carriage is above the ten tfachim above the ground, which is, I guess, what's usually the case for carriages, so, of course, there's no chilul Shabbos involved. So, but what was wrong? Why not Gilui Arayos? So he accepts his analysis. He takes for granted that the Shem Aryeh is right, that Yichud is, in fact, Yeharig Vel Yavor, but he says, well, one second, let's go back to the sugya in Yeharig Vel Yavor. What's the halacha for a woman? Is a woman chayeves limsor nafsha so as not to violate Gilui Arayos? The answer is no. Yisha karka olam. That's not the time to get into the sugya, but since she wouldn't, you know, she doesn't have to give up her life not to have bia, so obviously you don't have to give up your life not to have yichud. And therefore, if it were a man in this situation, it was a male doctor and a female wagon driver or something like that, then yes. But since it's a woman, then, and again, I'm assuming that the driver was a guy, though again, then it's fascinating that it would even be machmir in that case, despite this not being yichud d'oraisa. Well, that too is a question. And therefore, he says, the Psak was right for the wrong reasons, but you see that Shlomo Kluger also fully accepts the Hanacha that Yichud is Yeharig Vel Yavor in a situation where, at the very least, having bia would be harig bel yavor. Yeah.
I didn't understand if the more time the shem aryeh is hedron, because what's really going on is that you're putting up the iser chilul shabbos against the iser yichud and determining that the iser yichud overrides the iser chilul shabbos. So why?
So it's a very fascinating idea, but he's saying like this: we have two options before us. Option A is to not bring the shomer. Now, that would be a violation of yichud, and you're not allowed to violate yichud to save somebody's life. So that option is off the table. Okay, now we have another option, a way that we could permissibly save her life. How would that, or the mother's life or the baby's life, how would we do that? If we brought along the shomer, so then it would be permissible to travel on Shabbos because pikuach nefesh is docha Shabbos. So therefore, that option is a legitimate choice. Whereas the first option is not an available option. So you do whatever you need to do. It's not like a kavah homer, I think. It's simply, let's look at the options on the table and figure out which ones are mutter and which one is usser. Turns out that only one option is mutter, namely bringing along the shomer. The other option, going without the shomer, is not mutter. So therefore, you can't do it. I think that's the way that's his analysis. I didn't actually see the Shem Aryeh inside. I just saw it quoted in the secondary sources. Yes?
In terms of Shem Klubi's point, Yichud, it sounds like, you know, this is true in part of the year, but Chashash is not that he's going to Chas v'Shalom be Ma'anisir.
Okay. So it's a good hara. So first of all, that's that, as we alluded to in the first year, and we'll, Be'ezos Hashem, return to, is an important question. But what Rabbi's pointing out is, assuming that it's a chash pitoy, so there's no heter karka olam for pitoy if the woman is actively involved in active in a physical sense in the Tashma Shamita. So it's also a good hara. I was wondering about that myself. Either he thinks that yichud is chash ones, which we'll see is the assumption of some poskim. Alternatively, and this is perhaps more likely, is that, and also even pitoy could be karka olam. It's a good ha'ara. It's a good ha'ara. Yes?
Is there any way that would also extend to saving someone else's life? I always thought it was something that applied to giving up your own life.
Well, yes and no. I can't do avodah zarah to save somebody's life, right? If I could save your life by doing avodah zarah, so the answer is I can't. Just like I can't save my own life by being over on avodah zarah, because avodah zarah is a harig bel yavor, so too I can't do avodah zarah to save your life. No. Yeah.
In that situation that I was pointing out, wasn't the woman in?
No. Well, no, this is the doctor. There's the doctor. That's actually a discussion I saw in the modern, which we'll talk about a little later when we talk about cars and the like, but the poskim discuss this in a modern context, like going in a cab or in a hospital or in an ambulance to the hospital while you're in labor. Let's say a woman goes into labor and her husband isn't around, and She lives far away. She lives in one of the shtachim. So driving to the hospital would be a situation of yichud. You're all alone in a deserted area for a half hour. So some of the poskim said, but you can't have bia while you're in labor. It's like not going to work. So memela, it should be mutter. And others say, no, it's not true. You have the, contractions start and they stop. And you can't, that's not a good hatter. I have to figure out a better hatter. Again, we'll talk about that more if we're going into cars. But yeah, the post can talk about it in this context as well. And they make exactly that point. Is it possible to say that there wouldn't be an Isser Yichud because you can't attack it? Anyway, so as I said, this is the assumption of these two Gedolim. They take for granted that it is Yehari Bel Yavor and the like. However, you can question this on a number of assumptions. I mentioned to you that Tzitz Eliezer has a piece of this in the beginning of his Kuntras on Yichud, and it's the first tshuva in the Kuntras. In Os Yud Aleph, he, after citing many poskim who discuss this, he disagrees. And he says that, well, this idea that Yichud would be Aviz Rayu, Degili Arayos, would make sense for the Chinuch. Why? Because he writes, the Chinuch writes, Ba'od Amru Razal b'mitzvah zu, she'asol esyachid im kol arayos dvar Torah, bein zakena bein yelada, she'yichud ligro maybe erva, who yigrom, harei behedya she'chinuch hichnis iser ha'yichud begeder ha'mitzvah shelo sikrivu, v'imken hainu, in other words, according to many Rishonim, at the very least, anything classified as Avizrayu Degilei Arayos is Bechlal Yichud, and therefore, this analysis would, in fact, make sense according to the Chinuch. But, he writes, that even if that's true, if you look at the Ramah in the Yoredeya, Simen Kuf Nun Zayin Sif Aleph, with respect to the Isra of Avizrayu Degilei Arayos Damim, he writes, Afal pi she'ein ban misa, rak lav be'alma, tzarech le'hareg ve'lo la'avor. So, the mashmos of the Ramah, and this already goes back to the Rishonim who make this diuk, is that you need it to be a lav. Now, is Yichud a lav? Well, the answer is, it depends. According to that Chinuch, it is in fact a lav, and therefore this analysis makes sense according to the Chinuch. However, let's go back to the Rishonim we discussed yesterday in terms of the Makor. So if you learn like Tosfos, for example, that it's an Isser De'oraisa, but it's a Isser De'oraisa that is a lav haba mechlal asay. So it wouldn't be a lav. If it's not a lav, you wouldn't get, it wouldn't be a Harik V'Al-Yavor. Remember, we saw that's why the Gra points out that everybody agrees that you're not going to get Malkos Arbaim for Yichud. You're only going to get Makos Mardos, even if you assume it's an Isser D'oraisa. And the Minchas Chinuch makes a similar point over here. And then he adds, therefore it's not a lav. And it should not be a Harik V'Al-Yavor according to those Rishonim. And then he also argues, in terms of the even Avizrayu, and when Avizrayu is Gili Arayo or is he a Harik V'Al-Yavor, so he writes, that's when he's mechavein, let's say, to force the person lavod avodah zarah or to violate, or the refuah is a form of avodah zarah. Whereas over here, what would happen is they would have yichud, right? He writes, "Vimkein b'nidunenu she'averas ha'yichud eina matara klal k'shelatzma v'hu mishamesh rak le'emtza'i techni she'yuchal al yedei zeh lahagia ala matara la'atzil es ha'yolades v'chol k'gon zeh Yesh lomer dekulei alma yodu she'ein ze nechshav ha'avera al zos ki im ke'avera al achas mishar mitzvos asher ein lecha davar omed b'pnei pikuach nefesh. This is, he argues that this based off of a Radvaz in another context. And this is actually a very interesting question, though not for now, in terms of there's a famous debate in the poskim between the Beis Yosef and the Shach, for example. Can a person, assuming like the Rambam, not the Ramban, that kirva and let's say negia is an Isser D'oraisa, so what about doing it to save someone's life? Right? There's a Beis Yosef. It's Beis Yosef that no one really understands. But the Beis Yosef says somebody's wife is dying and she's in nida. You couldn't even take her pulse to because it's a violation of Osikrivu, according to the Rambam. Now, it's problematic for a number of reasons, among them because the Isser is Negiyah B'derachiba, Rachi Bas Bia, presumably taking your pulse isn't, but you see that the Beis Yosef at the very least takes for granted that that any violation, even if the goal has nothing to do with the Aveira, to take her pulse would be Harag Val Yavo. However, the Radvaz and others disagree, and again, this is a little bit beyond our scope, but he argues, therefore, even if you thought that Yichud is the Harag Val Yavo, that wouldn't be Yichud that takes place Derech Agav in order to do something else, like save somebody's life. That would be Yichud B'Torah Yichud, right? Yichud B'Torah Yichud, the case in the Gemara. Somebody is in a situation and the doctors tell him that if you don't have Yichud with this lady, so you're going to die. That's it. This is a very strange sickness. The only way to save your life is to have Yichud. Okay, then we might say Yichud is Yarag Vel Yavor. But in a case where Derech Agav, you're over on Yichud in order to do something else, where your goal is something else, that might not be Yarag Vel Yavor. And again, that's not it's a Yarag Vel Yavor discussion. There are other poskim, though, that do, in fact, paskin, it is Yehareg Vel Yavor. Take a look at the Sefer Torah HaYichud, page 214. And based off of that chinuch, like we said, and the smag and the like, and I think that it does make a lot of sense that if you go ahead and follow the mahalich of the chinuch, and especially if you think chinuch is an adas yachid, but there are other rishonim as well, so then it would in fact be Yehareg Vel Yavor. Okay. Yes?
Yeah, just 2 points. Mm-hmm. Number one, not going to call it a point. So the Shester's probably haven't passed Rashbo, which said that when you have a lapel on a chalase, let's say I just checked the holosase on the lapel on a chalase, because really a lapel on a chalase is vino collab, and it's just an assailing your mouth, because it's not doing it about the chasim.
Yes, so if you hold, that's a very good point. If you think that a lav abam nechlal asay, now, here it's not even an asay, so it's a little more tricky, right? It's not that the Torah, there is no asay. The context is in a discussion of Mesis, but, so it might not even technically be a lav abam nechlal asay either. It's sort of a diuk from a pasuk, and they use the term lav haba mechlal asay sort of because, you know, the context of the Torah is something positive. You are allowed to be alone in a room with your mother. It doesn't say there's a mitzvah to be alone in your room with a mother. If it said there's a mitzvah to be alone in a room with your mother, and then we could say lav haba mechlal asay mechlal that it's aser with anyone else, then it would be a classical lav haba mechlal asay. And then we would say that if you think lav haba mechlal asay is fundamentally a lav, it just doesn't get malchus because of lav de chasima, and then we would say over here that maybe it would be harag vel yavor because it would be a lav and the like. However, I don't know if you would say that here, because here it isn't even a lav haba mechlal asay because there is no asay. It's sort of a diuk from the pasuk that this is aser. Now, I could ask Rav Shechter what the gedder of that chiddush is. If you think that the gedder of the chiddush is anything that the Torah restricts is basically a lav, except that you don't get malko sometimes, so then I guess it would apply here as well. Or do you need the more technical aspect, like there being an assay and then a lav that emerges from that? So I don't know. I don't know. Okay. Yeah.
If we assume that Chayvei Lavin are from the Meir Seir Dereisa, so like the sort of the preacher points,
right?
So then would that be room to argue that it's not Yehar Val Yavor because the Isser is not related only to Arayos, because Arayos on the heavy cruises.
So that's a very good question. Let's talk about that very quickly, and then we're going to finish because we're past the time. So are Chayvei Lavin included in this Isser? And as you said, that question will very much go back to this question, because if you take that more expansive ruling, then the Isser is not fundamentally rooted in Arayos. Excellent point. So as we mentioned, the Prisha says, Ervas Lav Dafka, Hu Adin, Im Isser Chayvei Lavin, Nami Yasser Sharei Beis Din Shel David Lo Gazrael Al Yichud Shel Penuyah Velo Ka Amir Shel Gazrael Nami Lo Isser Chayvei Lavin. Great deal from the Gemara. The Gemara says, this is Prisha Simen Chaf Beis Sif Katan Aleph. The Gemara says that David was Gozer on Penuyos. Now, that would indicate that sort of everything up to Panuyos, in terms of severity of the restriction, has already been prohibited by the Torah. Now, if Lavin were not Aser Midoraisa, because only Arayos, so then David HaMelech should have first been Gozer or also been Gozer on Arayos, on Lavin. That would seem to indicate that it's Aser. On the other hand, the Gemara says that the Torah was only prohibited Arayos. So if it was Lavin, could have said Lavin also. But the Prisha thinks, nah. Arayos, in this context, is not the technical word for Arayos, but any prohibited relationships. And one could wonder, according to the Prisha, what about Chayvei Asay? Maybe that too would be Bichlal, the Isser Yichud. Fine. Now, an interesting question here, which I guess we don't have time to go into now too much, but what would the Rambam say about this? Why? Because the Rambam holds that there is a potential Isser Deoraisa, a Lav, in fact, Midoraisa for Pnuyos. So, Adirabba, this would totally undermine the Prisha's Diuk, right? When it says David was Gozer on Pnuyos, it was saying David was Gozer on Lavin. That's not necessarily true. Again, I don't think we'll do it now, but again, as you probably know from Kiddushin, there is a debate as to what the Rambam's Lav for Pnuyos or Kadesha is. Is it only a Lav for Mizumenes Liznus? Or no, it's only Malchus for Mizumenes Liznus, but even a Rai with a Panuya would be a Lav as well, or the like. That would get into that discussion. The Chazon Ish, as well as the Rashash, argue, we won't get into the details now, but from the Sugya in Sota on Zayin Amud Aleph, where the Gemara talks about Stira, that Gemara also implies that there would be an Isser on Lavin, which then brings us back to the Shaila we had last time with Avishag, and we would be forced to give one of the other answers to that question. But I think the most basic question, if you assume that it is Chai Ve'Lavin, is what's the source? What is the source? In other words, what are the potential sources for Yichud Deraisa? Well, we have this drasha, but the drasha should only be a raya for Arayos. It has to be Demya De'aim. Certainly, if you're going to read, you know, the what I call the simple reading of the Tosfos in Sanhedrin, so then Tosfos in Sanhedrin is taken for granted only things that are very similar to aim, excluding Nida. There's another variation of that Tosfos. Again, this might be what Tosfos means, but even if it's not what Tosfos means, other of the Bali Tosfos say this. Take a look, for example, at the Sefer Yashar in the discussion as to whether Nida is an erva or not. So the way other Bali Tosfos basically give this answer is that they say that since Nida is Sofoli Taher, so therefore it's not an erva. And therefore it's not Bechlal, the Yisr Vichud. So once again, you see those Rishonim taking for granted that the Yisr Deoraisa is only going to be what's an Erva, and something that's not an Erva, even if it's Chayv Kares, because it's not Domet to Arayos, because it's Sofo Li Taher, so certainly Chayv Elavin would not be Aser Mideoraisa, according to that view. And likewise, if you learn like the Chinuch, that the Isser of Yichud is from Lo Sikrevu, it shouldn't really be Bichlal, the Isser of Isser Deoraisa, because the Lav of Lo Sikrevu was only stated with Arayos. So I think the only way to argue that there would be an iser yichud de'oraisa on lavin would be if you assumed that it's a halacha l'moshe misinai of sorts, the drasha is an asmachta ba'alma. Again, maybe not sort of the way Tosus is reading the drasha, you could say that, well, the pasuk only mentions imo, but from here we see all illicit relationships are usher. But certainly, again, the way Tosus is reading the drasha, which is more narrow, there would be no basis. So we mentioned a number of sources, at least achronim, that assume that there is a lav de'oraisa or an iser de'oraisa on chayvei lavin. Is there anyone who disagrees? So the Kiriya Sefer in the Isurei Bia says that it's only midrabanan on chayvei lavin, and also I saw that if you look at the Divrei Sofrim and Simon Aleph, he brings down Kedarko, lots and lots of poskim on both sides of this issue, but among the poskim who say it's not de'oraisa are the Atzei Arazim and the Nesivos L'Shabbos and the Ape Zutri and the Minchas Chinuch and others. Yes?
What do you exactly mean by Chayvei
Lavin? Are any time that having bia with this person would be a lav. So Grusha, Lekohen, or Mamzer for Yisrael are the like.
No kites. You said before,
no kites.
The Dia to Prisha. Why can't you say that was the Maisa Shahaya that happened to be?
Yes, exactly. So you want to be Docha the Rai. It says David Gazar ala Pnuyos because Tamar was a Pnuya. We won't get into the other question now, an interesting question of 1 second. She was also his sister. But clearly, however you answer that, that's not a problem. There are different answers because she specifically says to him, you know, just ask daddy and he'll let us get married. Why do you need to do this? So, right? So, you're saying it says David Gazar al Panuyos because Maisa Shaya. So, what does that mean? We're Lavin Mutter? Because it was never, they were Gozer, right? So that's what the Prisha would say. Yeah, of course it was Maisa Shahaya, and that's why they were Gozer Panuyos. But the Prisha would say, should have said, you were Gozer Lavin Upnuya, Panuyos, or the like. But I agree. One very easy way to be Docha, the Raya of the Prisha, is to say that it included everything that the Torah prohibited, at least with the exception of Gayim, but it just mentions Pinuyos because this was a response to Maisa Shayo. Yeah, in Achanami. Okay, stop here. Bez Hashem, pick up tomorrow. Two announcements. Number one is anyone who did not write their name down for emails the first time, I guess, if you have to run, should add their names to the email list, though we still haven't sent out any emails. Number two, if anyone is looking for a chavrusa, please let me know. There's someone who is looking for a chavrusa. Number three is, if there are any single guys here for Shabbos, I'd love to have you for lunch. Let me know. Yes, yeah, sorry. I don't know. You know, if none of the single guys say yes, then we'll see. See, they just... If you want to come alone. Okay, have a good day.
Another longer for a Chavlan Bidir is that you assume that the Shash of Yichud is not for this Bia, but for general Gilai Arayos. The Isser was, okay, Gilai Arayos, but the Isser was anybody who there's an Isser Bia with because can create.
I don't know, it's very hard to say that. You're going to say, then it should include Kduyos. You're saying
well,
that.
Well, you draw the line somewhere.
Well, but why would you draw the line?
Anyone
that does an Isser Bia will come to Bia with a different person. You could say
that. Depends whether the Shash was.
No, no, I'm saying even if it's leading to Gilai Arayos. This will lead to that.
Seems a little far-fetched.
My cousin is a bar mitzvah in California, so I'm going to miss the next few
days.
Is there the recording of the emails or something?
Oh, well, they'll be on while you're talking.
Oh, so they're all on while you're
so far.
Okay, cool. Thank you so much.
I have to turn it off.